Leaning Toward Wisdom, episode 4098. He is Gabe Dixon, a 2016 record, $8.99 at iTunes. The name of the record is Turns to Gold. This track, Holding Her Freedom. And today's show title is taken from a lyric. My day is only half over when I clock out at 5, and we'll do it next.
And she gives him a try, but it's just too soon. There's just not room in her eyes, so she says goodbye.
Hey, welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here at Leaning Toward Wisdom. You can find the show notes and other useful information over at the website, leaningtowardwisdom.com. Up in the upper right-hand corner, you can click to join our Facebook group, and I'd be happy to have you. It's a private group. Just knock on the door, and I will let you in. He is Gabe Dixon, and today's show is going to be a Gabe Dixon and Gabe Dixon Band Intensive show. He is a young man who began studying piano very early, went to the University of Miami, and in 1999, he formed the Gabe Dixon Band. Ironically enough, he also played keyboards and sang background vocals on Paul McCartney's 2001 record, Driving Rain, and performed live with McCartney in New York City at a 9/11 fundraiser. And then Paul, yes, Paul, the ex-Beatle, he offers Mr. Dixon the opportunity to join the world tour. That would be a hard gig to turn down, I would think. But Gabe did. he said, no, he had plans for a new record. And so he turned down Sir Paul. Interesting. Time. My day is only half over when I clock out at 5. Time, it doesn't slip away. It just rushes out the door like our air conditioning here on a hot Texas summer day when we leave the door open. Now, thankfully, as I hit the record button, today is Saturday, October the 1st, 2016, and it has cooled off, finally. Obligations, responsibilities. You know, when you're a kid, you just think it's a burden to study for that exam, and so you sweat. But, well, if you're conscientious, as I was, you sweat bullets when you're not prepared, and you just wish that you were free from these pressures. And then time goes by, and you kind of find that you long for that pressure again, because life moves along and it piles on a heavier weight. That exam, and in retrospect, that exam, it was nothing. But boy, at the time, didn't it feel heavy? Yeah, because as time moves forward, now it's career, now it's earning a living, now it's paying bills, now it's raising kids, and now it's okay, it's paying more bills, and it's just this never-ending quest. I'm going to give you two words here. By the end of the show, I'm going to have given you four. Well, I've given you a whole lot more than that, but four key words. And here's the first two. These are the curses of our life. Accomplish, accumulate. Well, no wonder the day is only half over when we clock out at 5. Or if we get to clock out at 5. I never was able to clock out at 5. Truth is, I never did. That's not true. I started saying I never did clock in or out. My very first job, fully commissioned job, mind you, no guarantee pay of any sort, which you can't even do that today. You have to provide a draw against commission and some of these kinds of things. But back then you didn't have to. And we were required to clock in and out. But we didn't get paid for anything, so I don't know. That didn't make sense. But not since my first job have I clocked in and out. I have spent my life in what are called the exempt roles, leading businesses where you put in whatever time is required. You know, early in my career, that meant an 80-hour work week. And almost all of my life, it has meant a 65-plus-hour work week. I mean, come on. It's hard enough when your day is only half over and you clock out at 5. It's way harder when your day is only half over and you never get to clock out. Yeah, it's that proverbial too much month left after the monthly paycheck arrives. More month than money. That's a losing proposition. But, you know, this isn't about clocking in or out. Not really. Yeah, he sings, and it's a great lyric, I think. My day is only half over when I clock out at 5. But it's not about clocking in. It's not about clocking out. And it's not about doing it at 5. It's about those two curses that haunt all of us, accomplish, accumulate. Even the most successful among us battle these things because we're all chasing more or different. And we'll get around to talking about contentment maybe a little bit later. But for now, who among us doesn't wonder or wish for just a few hours more?
We crossed the Brooklyn Bridge about 10 or 12 hours ago. Angel takes the wheel from me when I'm too tired to drive alone. Mesmerized by highway lines flying underneath. Angel, don't stop. Angel, don't stop. Angel, don't stop. 'Cause we got to go. Angel, don't stop. Angel, don't stop. Angel, don't. I love.
and deep to feel the love from me to you and so from you to me. I'm drifting up while driving south. I'm a December bird. Angel, don't stop. Angel, don't stop. Angel, don't stop. 'Cause we got to go. Angel, don't stop. Angel, don't stop. Angel, don't.
A 2008 record, The Gabe Dixon Band, simply titled The Gabe Dixon Band. $8.99 at iTunes. Five More Hours is the name of the track. Sometimes that's exactly what we wish we had. Now, he's lamenting that he's got five more hours on the road. We sometimes lament that we just need more time. Few more hours. You do know the reality of it, though, don't you? If you had a few more hours, it is unlikely that anything would change. And as Gabe sings in the song, you know, thinks of all the time that he wasted. What we do is we romanticize that it would make a difference. That if we had more time, it'd make all the difference in the world. But it really wouldn't. I mean, we all do that. We say, man, if I just had an extra $1,000, I'd, okay, fill in the blank with whatever you think would make a big difference in your life. And we do the same thing with time, both time and money. Man, if only I had. And it's not like a road trip where our GPS tells us how much longer we've got before we reach our destination. Now, here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if you drive in a big city like this city without the Waze app, Waze, you're an idiot. It's unbelievably accurate, and it's unbelievable that the thing can foretell, okay, you're going to arrive at your destination in 10 minutes, and shut your mouth. You do. Five more hours of highway until we're home. Our problem is we don't know where the place we love, as he sings in the song. We may not really know where the place we love is located. He sings about going back home to a place where he loves. And I would assume that most of us love home. But when we're talking about traveling our life, our work, our personal life, we don't always understand, I don't think, the place we love. I think many of us are looking for it. Some might even be obsessively searching for it. And I'm thinking of that, you know, I'm thinking of that idea of faithful in little, faithful in much. Meaning that, you know, if we're responsible with little things, then we are likely to be responsible in bigger things. And if we're irresponsible in little things, it's kind of tough to think that we're going to be responsible with something that has magnitude. I think the contrary is equally true. Unfaithful in little, unfaithful in much. Waste the time that you've got, and I can pretty much guarantee you that you're going to waste any more time that life might would give you. Now, we've all got the same amount of time, but I think you understand the sense of that. If I've wasted yesterday, but I think today it'll be different, not likely. Not likely. I mean, we fool ourselves into thinking that tomorrow we're going to behave differently than we are behaving today. Make wiser choices. Okay, maybe I will, maybe I won't. Not likely. Sometimes things happen that make us do what we don't want to do or even what we need to do. And enter another phrase for us to think about and consider. Compelling reasons. Compelling reasons. You're likely going to do the same thing that you did yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It's highly likely that you're still going to do it all over again, unless there is some compelling reason, unless something brings about a change. Hey, it could be a woman. Yeah, it could be a woman who compels the pen of a songwriter.
Into my heart's just the most beautiful I've ever known. The whole place turned to gold, eyes like diamonds and hair like fire. I hung on every word your lips spoke. You had me on the ropes. Don't make me write a song about you. It's something I just don't wanna do. I'd rather stay lost for words than lost in this moment with you. Up until now, all I've ever known, singing about how I get it wrong. Trouble my heart keeps getting into. I wanna see this one through. Don't make me write a song about you. I'm crazy, maybe I'm afraid. Maybe I'm not done making mistakes. I might have found the truth. If all we got is this lifetime, think I could spend mine watching you across a crowded room. So don't make me write a song about you. It's something I just don't wanna do. I'd rather stay lost for words than lost in this moment with you. Up until now, all I've ever known is singing about how I did it wrong. Trouble my heart keeps getting into. I wanna see this one through. Don't make me write a song about you.
That is from the latest, the 2016 record entitled Turns to Gold, $8.99. The name of this track is Don't Make Me.
So don't make me write a song about you. It's something I just don't want to do. I'd rather stay lost for words than lost in this moment with you. Up until now, all I've ever known, singing about how I get. Keeps getting into. Well, I wanna see this one through. But don't make me write a song about you.
I hope you don't need a drug abuse intervention, but I do suspect that we could all use a good intervention of some sort about something. We clock out at 5 and our day is only half over, but we vow it would be different, if only. You may not say it out loud, but that noise in your head is likely filled with a whole lot of if only statements. You know, if only I could clock out at noon and I'd have 5 extra hours, it's not likely anything would be different. CBS Sunday Morning, some weeks ago, they had a story about luck, and one lady that was being interviewed, she vowed that she was lucky. She attributed it to her optimism, and she seemed fully convinced that it was her outlook and the optimism of even other people that would attract better luck. And maybe she's right, but as I watched it, I wondered, even if she's not right, what could it hurt? Look on the bright side and all that. Some challenges have a bright side that's easy to spot. And others hide it so well that, well, it would just take a forensic pathologist hours and hours and hours of digging to find it. But what if you were determined? What if you refused to let the dark side of any issue dominate your thinking? What if you could focus on some past event that seemed so awful in real time, but now they seem funny? Maybe educational? Why can't we do that right now? Now, I got to interject right here. And those of you that follow me on social media probably realize that in the early hours of Monday morning, we lost Rosie. Rosie was the last surviving White West Highland Terrier. We had a brother and a sister, siblings. Rocky and Rosie, last June, and not this past June, but June a year ago, June 2015, we lost Rocky. And Monday morning, we lost Rosie. Brutal. I just can tell you flat out, just absolutely brutal. Just completely, completely wrecked me. Utterly, colossally wrecked me. And it's bad enough, you know, when one thing happens, but if your life is like my life, and I suspect it is in so many ways, when something like that happens, it's not like that's the only elephant in the room. Usually there are other things, and that's why we often use that phrase, when it rains, it pours. So here's a problem. Now here's another problem. Oh, here. By the way, let's just go ahead and let's just let your last remaining dog go ahead and die as well. I know that the heart and the mind need time to grieve, and I know that the heart and the mind need time to comprehend and to process things. So I'm not advising, because frankly, I think it's, unless you're a robot and you're not, it's impossible for us to process all that stuff in real time and for us to determine in the moment that we're going to look on the bright side. I mean, as I'm wandering around within moments, within hours of Rosie's passing, I'm wrecked. I can't, there is no looking on the bright side of this. And it would seem disingenuous for me to do that because, well, it would basically imply, if not mean, that I didn't care. I didn't miss her, but I did miss her. And I think there's a time for that, but yes, at some point, and here I am 4 or 5 days removed now as I have hit the record button. Yesterday, I did over at growgreat.com, I did the very first podcast that I've ever done without one or both of these Westies who've been in my life for the last 16 years. I've never done a podcast, ever, ever, ever done a podcast in the course of 15 plus years that one or both of them was not nearby. And yesterday was the first ever. This is the second one. Is this easier? Yeah. Now, I can get melancholy. I can let my mind go there. But I'm now at a point, I'm now removed enough from the event itself that I'm slowly, I'm not there, but I'm getting there where I can look on the bright side. Our ability to do that in the moment, it's impossible. But I do think that we can work to maybe compress that time. There's time. I mean, think of a time of panic. Think of a time of a problem, maybe some big fat problem in your life. Yeah, I know. If you're like me, there's just so many that come to your mind. It's like, okay, I'm just asking you to cut one from the herd, cut one big fat problem from your past out of the herd and think about that one. And my, My exercise here is going to ask you to think about one that's long past. Don't think about one like me and the loss of Rosie. Think about one that's in the distance. Remember how you felt when it first happened? Go ahead and go there. Think about this. Hold this in your mind and go there and remember how you felt when it very first happened. Now, I want you to fast forward to the end or some point in time where you realized it's over. I mean, really over. The problem, the hurdle, it's resolved. It's behind you. It literally is in the rearview mirror. Now go there. Go there. And remember that feeling when you could look back at it with some perspective and it was very, very different than when it first happened. Big difference in those two feelings, right? Yeah, it's a colossal difference. What did you learn? Can you see the value of that trouble in the rearview mirror? Value that at the time in real life, there's no way that you could see it? Yeah, of course. We've all been there. Now, I want you to think about what you may have never learned if that had not happened. If that problem had not come into your life, think about the lessons that you would have never learned. I mean, was there some success or accomplishment that happened because of what you learned? I'm betting there's a good chance that you said yes. Okay, what was it? What did you learn? What did you accomplish? What did you accumulate because of that problem that came up in your life? Go there. In your mind, go there and remember. Now, don't tell me there's no benefit to looking on the bright side of even a dark moment. Yes, I think we have to go through the dark moment. I don't think that we can avoid the dark moments by saying, well, I'm just going to flip the light on no matter how dark it is. No, sometimes we just want to leave the light off. And frankly, for me, it's best for me to leave the light off for a period of time. I just have to. I just have to embrace the darkness for a little bit. I know that it's not healthy and it's not wise to stay there, and I don't. But I don't shun grieving, and I don't shun embracing the scope and the magnitude of a big, dark problem. Like me, you're not going to overcome every problem. We've got really two options when it comes to every challenge in our life. We can overcome some, and when we can, we should, but others, we can't. We just simply have to endure them. And it makes sense. It's wise for us to remember that even if we can't overcome it, even if we are just going to have to endure it, it can be okay, and all can be well.
Day dawns, and I am practicing my purpose once again. It is fresh and it is fruitful if I win, but if I lose, ooh, I don't know. I'll be tired, but I will turn and I will go. Only guessing till I get there, then I'll know. Oh, I will know. And all the children walking home past the factories can see the light that's shining in my window as I write this song to you. And all the cars running fast along the interstate can feel the love that radiates, illuminating what I know is true. All will be well, even after all the promises you've broken to yourself. All will be well. You can ask me how, but only time will tell. The winter's cold,
But snow still lightly settles on the trees, and a mess is still a moment I can seize until I know that all will be well. Even though sometimes this is hard to tell, and the fight is just as frustrating as hell, all will be well. And all the children walking home past the factories can see the light that's shining in my window as I write this song to you. All the cars running fast along the interstate, you feel the love that radiates, illuminating what I know is true. You've broken to yourself. All will be well. You can ask me how, but only time will tell.
It's from the Gabe Dixon Band, 2008. Again, it's $8.99. The name of this song, well, you guessed it, All Will Be Well.
You've broken to yourself. All will be well. You can ask me how, but only time will tell.
Time is a very big component. I can tell you that as I sit here and hit record on a Saturday, that I feel very different than I did on Monday when I lost Rosie. Tuesday was ridiculously hard. Wednesday was no better. Thursday started getting slightly better. And yesterday was better still. And hopefully today will be more so. But like Gabe sings, you can ask me how, but only time will tell. But time alone isn't really the issue. Our choices, our decisions, our actions. That's really what we're talking about. My day is only half over when I clock out at 5 is a two-half approach to time in our life. And it implies that we may have spent half our day in necessary but unfulfilling effort. But more importantly, it implies that we've still got a lot of work ahead of us. And that may be work that we're not necessarily looking forward to any more than we were looking forward to the earlier half of the day. The weight of our responsibilities, our duties, our job, people we got to support, people that lean on us can seem to fill every moment of every day. And for some, I'm sure that's true. I doubt that's completely true for any of us, though. Duty is important. Responsibility, because without it, we're irresponsible. Without it, we're foolish. Now, I know the 4-hour work week is a romantic notion, but I think it's too leisurely. It's way too leisurely to help us build a good life. Hammock time never built a high achiever. World-class surfers don't sit on the beach drinking fruity drinks. They get in the water where the sharks are, where the waves can kill them. They paddle out where the waves are big, and they fall a lot until they don't fall as often. And searching for that intersection between their learning, their skill, and their natural aptitude. We can't all be world class. But there's really only one way to find out. Try. If you want something done, give it to somebody who is busy. I can't tell you how many times I've said that to myself and to others. No, don't do it yourself. I mean, you can, but if somebody else can help and somebody else can be involved, why not involve them? Now, I'm going to warn you, it's counterintuitive to ask somebody who is busy. Because the first thing we do is we think about people who have some margin. We think about some people who've got some white space, you know, as the kids say, bandwidth. I'm looking for somebody who's got enough bandwidth to help me. Well, we look at these people that are, you know, busy as one-armed paper hangers, and we say, well, he hadn't got time to do it. And yet we have all leaned on somebody just like that. We have leaned on somebody who seems to have all the time in the world. And guess what? We get zero help. We find out that it never gets done. Well, I know it's counterintuitive, but it really makes sense when you stop and think about it, because these are people that are not in the habit of doing anything. Hence my earlier comment about hammock time. Mark it down. Hammock time never built a high achiever. There's your tweetable line. Tweet that. Because lethargy begets more lethargy. Ditto for just about everything else that you can imagine. Complacency, efficiency, dedication. The key is for us, I think, for each of us to find our way toward wisdom, toward efficiency, toward effectiveness, because it really is about making a difference. It's about making a difference in the morning. It's about making a difference in the afternoon. It's about making a difference in the evening. Gabe Dixon Band. The name of the song is Find My Way.
Find my way. Find my way, find my way, find my way home. I got to find my way, find my way.
Every time I hear that track, I think of Jamie Cullum, C-U-L-L-U-M. If you have not checked out that young man, short in stature, enormously large in talent, excuse me. Got to see Jamie Cullum live a number of years ago. Hands down, the best concert, the best live performance. The dude is just a live wire on stage. Google him. Go check out some Facebook or YouTube performances. I'm sure they're there. Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Cullum, C-U-L-L-U-M. That track by Mr. Dixon reminds me of Jamie. We do have to find our way. And let me throw another term. I told you there were going to be four, but okay, this is a fifth, kind of a bonus term. Habits. There's another word. Why we do what we do is mostly driven by habits. And I don't fully know why we do what we do, but there are plenty of books on the subject, and I've read plenty, and I still don't have much of a clue. We fall into these routines, and these routines, they do something for us. They make us feel good. They're convenient. They're easy. You know, whatever. There's little doubt that we need these habits, else we would go crazy every day trying to make the decisions all anew. We've all seen and heard that they say, whoever they are, that 21 days is what it takes to establish a habit. I'm not sure about all that. I do know that routine keeps us sane. I mean, imagine having to decide the mundane things of life every single time. We'd go crazy. Instead, we live big chunks of our life on autopilot, and psychologists tell us that that mostly is a good thing. I mean, I don't wake up in the morning wondering if, should I brush my teeth now? Should I do it later? I'm doing it now. I'm doing it now. Now, my wife is going to go drink coffee first. Well, I don't drink coffee. And if I did drink coffee, I'm still brushing my teeth first. I just have to. I mean, if I didn't have that kind of predetermined, I guess I'd sit there at the sink staring at the mirror and wondering, okay, what do I do now? We don't do that with these kinds of decisions. Other habits, my habits, they're not nearly as positive as brushing my teeth regularly. I mean, I love bread. I love cheese. I like to drive fast. Yeah, these are lifelong habits, and they're not just hard to break. They're just impossible to break. Well, they're impossible to break if you're not compelled to change them, and I'm not really compelled to lose my love of bread, my love of cheese, or my love of driving fast. And so, yeah, that's me. That's me in that silver bullet car driving too fast while eating a grilled cheese sandwich and listening to rock and roll. Okay, what were the first two terms? Accomplish, accumulate. Our day's only half done when we clock out at 5, but it's about accomplishment. It's about accumulation. And we're back to these two main ideas because, well, that's what fuels us. That's what makes us wish for more time. Now, we say we'd spend more time with our family. We may say that we would spend more time with any number of other seemingly noble pursuits, but when we do have the time, we don't fully engage. And so I know that that's a lie. I've seen way too many people who said, well, if I had more time, I'd spend it with family. I'd spend it doing this or that. And yet when there are moments when they do have time, that's not how they spend it. I'm not judging their intentions. I'm just judging their actions. No, there's something that we want to get done. There's some project that we want to start. Maybe some project we want to finish. Some hobby that we want to participate in, or we want to participate into it more. Maybe there's some new car that we want to buy. There's some new piece of furniture we'd like to buy. Or maybe there's that new Apple iPhone 7 that we long for. Doing something that we want. Accomplish. Getting something we want. Accumulate. Mostly, I think we have to fight the entropy. Entropy is just the gradual decline into disorder. It happens. It happens to everything. It happens to everything in your life. In fact, it happens especially to our lives. I saw it with Rocky and Rosie. We brought these little critters home some 16 years ago, and they were, I don't know how many weeks old they were, 10. Man, you talk about Pistols, vibrant, energetic, youthful, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and all that. That doesn't depict the latter part of their lives. No, the latter part of their eyes, their eyes were cloudy. Their ears were hard of hearing. They moved more slowly, jumping up on the furniture. That stopped. Entropy. We have to constantly clean our houses. We have to mow our yards. We have to shave our beards and all that other stuff that sometimes we hate. And if we don't keep it up, things go south in a hurry. And yet we find ourselves mostly in the same place year after year after year after year. Your life today probably looks very similar to your life a year ago. Now, maybe it's better, maybe it's worse, but I would bet that the degree of difference, whether good or bad, whether better or worse, I would bet that the degree of difference is probably very slight. And that's because quantum leaps are hard. They're just really, really hard. They're not impossible, but man, they take a lot of work. An anchored ship stays mostly in the same place. The engines are going to burn a lot of fuel to get that ship moving.
Took a bus to a train to a car to a plane, and I'm still in the same place. I drank whiskey and wine. I got low, I got high, and I'm still in the same place. And I don't want to leave, don't want to miss anything from laughter to tears on your face. And I've held you so close, didn't want to let go, and I'm still in the same place. I stayed awake all night, ooh, just to watch you breathe, sleep. I took a bus to a plane, to a car, to a train, and I'm still unchanged. I'm still in the same place.
Gabe Dixon, 2016, the most recent solo record. Turns to Gold is the name of the record. The name of the song is Same Place. And boy, is it true. We mostly are in the same place. When night falls and our day is only half over, it means that we've been spending our time with something. And maybe we've been working hard. Maybe our hustle has been just insane and frenetic. I'm betting that your time has been spent mostly doing the same things that you've always done. It's back to those habits, right? You've likely had the same ones for a long, long time. Quick, what's the last new habit you formed? Go ahead, think about it. What's the last new habit that you formed? Did you think about one? I'm betting you had a tough time with that. I'm betting you had a real tough time with that. In fact, I'm betting that you may not have even thought of a new habit. I bet you're still thinking about it, aren't you? Did you come up with one? Well, great. If not, okay, keep thinking about it. How far back are you going to have to go to think about a time when you started a new habit? As I was preparing for today's show, I of course, I was, you know, I don't know why my head went to, okay, something big, not something small, not like, I tell you why I did it. I did it because I'm lazy. Cause I thought, well, if it's some big habit that I implemented something new, surely I can think of something bigger than I could more easily think of something smaller. And I started thinking, I don't know, it's been 10 or 12 years ago when I started going to the gym more regularly. And I'm completely embarrassed, but I have a hard time thinking of another one. One habit in a decade. Man, I am a change maker, right? I don't know that that's true, but man alive, I've had some time to think about this and I'm stumped. How about you? One habit in a decade. Your life doesn't look much different, does it? Well, you know what they say, misery loves company. We are all mostly in the same boat. What are we doing? If our day is only half over when we get off work, then where is our life going? Every day we have the same bundle of hours, 168 hours in a single week. We spend about 25% of our time working. Okay, maybe we spend 30% or more, but yeah, come on. This is an approximation. If you're a great sleeper and you manage 7 to 8 hours a night, then you're spending about 34% of your week sleeping. No, I don't. Are you kidding me? I'd die of pleasure and happiness if I could spend 34% of my time sleeping. That leaves us about 60 hours. That leaves us about 36% of our time left over for fill in the blank, whatever. No, you don't break it all down. Oh, please tell me you don't break it all down. I don't. I sure hope you're not that organized. Well, if you are, I'm just jealous. That means over a third of our life is up for grabs. 36%, give or take, for just whatever. We got to spend time eating and playing with the kids and whatever, but you know, it's all that other time that fills up our life. Enter frittering. That's my word for wasting time. You've heard that word, haven't you? Frittering, frittering, frittering. I used that word the other day and somebody looked at me like I was speaking, French or something. I'm frittering, you know, like frittering the time away. We fritter the time away. And then we're right back to where we started with those two words. Remember the two words that I gave you? Accomplish and accumulate. 36% of our time left over for accomplish and accumulate. It doesn't have to be business related. It doesn't even have to be financially motivated. It doesn't even have to involve money. It does seem like to me that that's where too many of us focus, though. And sadly, I figure that'll leave many of us too far from home. Too far from home. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, I am certain that that is not the way toward wisdom.
All that were animated by contaminated lies, and before you knew what you were missing, find yourself whispering a name and playing all her games. I'm not the only one who wants to get away, but it's too easy just to stay. Never waited for your cue,
there was nothing else. There was nothing I could do. All the things that I was thinking you were gonna be and I was gonna see was just a fantasy. It had a hold on me. I'm not the only one who wants to get away, but it's too easy just to stay. So every night.
Now this track, man, it could be a Jamie Cullum track. I'm telling you, if you like this guy, then you're going to enjoy Jamie Cullum. I don't know. What can I say? This is the Gabe Dixon Band. Name of the track is Far From Home. Not really where you want to spend your time, I don't think. I wouldn't suggest it. What do you want to accomplish? I'm going to share two words with you that drive me these days. Well, to be fair, I think these are two words that have always driven me, but they are driving me even more so now as I grow older and I realize that the window is closing very quickly on my life. Impact, significance. Impact and significance. Money won't do it. Money's an important resource, and I am not minimizing money. I'm just not prepared to make it a focal point because it's not a top tier purpose. Yes, we all need money to live, but I question whether more money beyond supporting my family is a worthwhile investment of my time. Impact and significance. For me, they are not necessarily enhanced by more money. I'm increasing my energies into impact and significance. And over at growgreat.com, my business-oriented podcast, I released an episode about it. In fact, I released an episode about it just this week. And I will tell you, it was prompted in large part by the death of Rosebud, my Westie. This week, I read an article about LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman. I'm putting a link to this over at the show notes. Just go to the website, leaningtowardwisdom.com. And find the episode. What are we, episode 40? What did I say? Episode 4098. According to the article, Mr. Hoffman, he had studied philosophy at Oxford, and he was preparing to pursue his PhD when something changed in his mind. And here's what he said. Here's his quote. "I started thinking about what it would take to write a PhD, and I'd be lucky if maybe 50 people read it. Simply writing a PhD or academic book was unlikely to play much of a role in helping shape people's lives as I wanted." Now, he took a look around, and what he observed is that software architects, they were influencing far more people, and so he learned to code. And then he got a job at Apple. And then he got a job at Fujitsu. And after that, he founded an online dating service, but it failed. Then he joined PayPal. Yeah, that's where he made his fortune. PayPal sold to eBay for gazillions of dollars. What was it? 2002? I don't know. It was a long, long time ago. That's where he made coin. And then he started LinkedIn. Hoffman developed a formula, and in this article, he gives this formula. He gave the formula for impact and significance, and here it is. I think it's rather brilliant, but he's smart like that. Number of people touched times depth of impact times time equals social impact. Number of people touched multiplied by the depth of the impact, multiplied by time, equals social impact. Now, he measures it for himself that way. He measures it for himself as the result being social impact. And so he talks in this article about volunteering and other activities that, you know, well, listen, come on. These are activities that can consume most of your days when you have reached the financial independence that he has. Personally, I prefer a broader view of impact by simply using the term impact. Now, for Mr. Hoffman, it's social impact. And if social impact is what you want, great. You just label it whatever you want. But I do think that his formula is pretty spot on. It's the Gabe Dixon Band. Yep. Gabe Dixon Band is also the title of the record. $8.99 at iTunes. Ever After You. There's three records by this guy, and you should buy all three. Before I'm done, you'll have heard some tracks from all three. He's just great. I think he's just super terrific. I think he's out of Nashville now. Ever After You is the name of this song.
They say that life goes on, but I've been dead since you've been gone. I think they were wrong, so what's the use? I am ever after you.
Mr. Hoffman's formula, number of people touched, multiplied by the depth of the impact, multiplied by the time, equals social impact. That formula is focused on three components. And each component has its own variables. Now, some people are really going to care deeply about the number of people touched. Mr. Hoffman, he has succeeded wildly by creating a business-oriented platform in LinkedIn that has today 450 million users. That is also why Microsoft is going to buy it for $26 billion. The depth of the impact of LinkedIn, well, that varies by user, but the global impact, there's little doubt the global impact has been significant. LinkedIn is about 13 years old, so there's your time element. I'm not really sure how you'd measure social impact, but I figure Mr. Hop, he's a smart guy. I figure he's been able to do that some way, somehow. I'm not bright enough to do that. And I think this is where we each have to devise our own formula with a focus that suits us. And it's really not that the formula is changed. It's just the focus of the elements. I mean, of those three elements, what would you emphasize? Let me tell you mine. And I'm only going to change the formula just slightly. And mostly I'm going to change it because it's how I want to spend my time. And that's that final element of the formula. And so when I clock out at 5 and my day is only half over, I won't be miserable and I won't feel empty. The number of people, here's my formula, the number of people touched times the depth of each relationship with the people touched times the time I spend doing it. That's my formula. The number of people touched multiplied by the depth of each relationship with the people touched times the time I spend doing it. That's my current version of the formula. And I say current because these things change. My kids are grown and they're in their 30s and they're both with their families raising little kids. That's where they're at in life. I mean, right now they're pretty focused on, I suspect, they're focused on a little bit different formula than my formula, because life stages, they alter the formula.
The girl stood on the rocks with the water at her feet and the sun on her skin and a tear on her cheek, with her hand at her chest and the wind in her hair underneath her breath like a beggar's prayer. She said, I miss you, come back to me. I wish you'd come back to me. But nobody heard, and the world turned, and the world turned, and the world turned. And that's when the girl reached in her pocket, pulled out a silver heart-shaped locket, opened it up and looked for a while at a faded boy with a lazy smile. Oh, how I miss you, come back to me. I wish you'd come back to me. But nobody heard, and the world turned, 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 and the world turned. And she walked to the deepest part of the river, and she thought about diving in. How easy it would be to disappear. But instead she tossed the locket in the cool blue water.
Is from the Gabe Dixon Band, and the world turned.
That night in her bed, she let herself weep, she let herself cry herself to sleep.
Somewhere in the night, saw the boy in the locket by the riverside saying, I miss you, come back to me. I wish you'd come back to me. But nobody heard. And the world turned, and the world turned, and the world turned. And the world turned, and the world turned, and the world turned. And the world turned, and the world turned, and the world turned.
Your formula is going to reflect where you are. The stage of life where you are. Mine, as I said, looks very different, I suspect, than that of my children, because the world turns. The world does turn, and with it, our hopes, our desires, our ambitions. What we want to accomplish and what we want to accumulate, that changes during our seasons of life. Our clock changes things. What we do during the first half of our days isn't likely how we're going to spend the latter. And so maybe it's not about looking at the downside and thinking, man, we still got half the day to go. Maybe it's more about looking at our day being half over and it only being half over. And still we've got time to invest. We still have opportunities to seize however we want for whatever impact that we want to chase. It circles back to achievement. So I've now thrown four terms at you today, not including the term habit, but the real key four words to today's show are accomplish, accumulate, impact, and significance. Accomplish, accumulate, two verbs. Impact and significance, two nouns. Roll them up into one big ball and you have our life. Our life. Whatever we accomplish, our personal, our business achievements, that's partly who we are, but just part. Whatever we accumulate, our education, our learning, our wealth, our wisdom, our relationships, that's another big part of who we are, but again, it's just part. Whatever our impact, the service that we render, the people that we influence, the changes that we provoke, the difference we make. Okay, still an even bigger part of who we are, maybe. Again, not the entire story, though. Whatever our significance, the lives altered, the purpose we fulfilled. Yeah, okay, now we're capping it off. Now the puzzle pieces are starting to come together pretty nicely to give everybody kind of a picture of our life.
I sat up straight in my bed, couldn't get your face out of my head. You're the ghost I can't outrun. You were right, I was the selfish one. And I see it clear with the sun on my back. Fight the fear, turn the key and hit the gas. These wheels are rolling, picking up speed up the hill. This lonely feeling might take a lot of miles for me to kill. But a good wind's blowing and I keep on wondering, when my wheels hit your driveway, will you hear me when I say, you might have thought I'd been running, I've always been coming back to you, coming back to you. 6540 West, thinking about the stupid things I said. I lit it up and watched it burn, tossed away a love I didn't earn. And my regrets, they sting like the sun in my eyes. Swallow hard, put it in overdrive. These wheels are rolling, picking up speed up the hill. This lonely feeling might take a lot of miles for me to kill. But a good wind's blowing and I keep on wondering, when my wheels hit you
your driveway. Will you hear me when I say you might have thought I've been running, but I've always been coming back to you. And I remember the smell.
It's the Gabe Dixon Band, 2008. $8.99 everywhere that downloadable music is sold. The name of this song is These Wheels.
But I bet I never told you. So these wheels are rolling, picking up speed up the hill. This lonely feeling might take a lot of miles for me to kill. But a good wind's blowing, and I keep on wondering when my wheels hit your driveway. Will you hear me when I say, I'll take my chances if you're up and turn me down. Or I'll pick my pride up off the floor and turn these wheels around. You might have thought I've been running, I've always been coming back to you. You might have thought I've been running, I've always been coming back to you. Coming back to you.
Your days are all that you've got. It's all that any of us have. And the choices that we make and how to spend those days are the most important choices we make. Maybe the first half of your day doesn't feel so much like a choice, but it really is. I mean, sometimes we feel trapped, but it's mostly those limits, I think, that we have put on ourselves in our mind. I'm not talking about quitting your job. I'm not talking about not working. I'm not talking about a job or a business or whatever you do to earn a living. How we choose to do that is up to each of us. I know that we don't always feel like we've got a choice, but we do. Maybe our education or life circumstances, they warrant a more practical choice than we would really enjoy, but it's still a choice. Me, I think it's a wise choice. I would never criticize a man or a woman choosing responsibility to feed a family over whatever their personal ambitions might be. But still, it's a choice. Don't resent your choices. Change your choices. Don't surrender your responsibilities, though. I know that today's title provokes notions that the first half of the day is spent doing work that's not fulfilling, not as fulfilling maybe as we would like. But I also think that today's title provokes notions that the second half may be better. That after we punch out at 5, we've still got a whole nother half day staring us down to do with as we please. But I don't want to end with you thinking like that. Instead, I want you to consider the hours left to do something even more significant. The power of your life is how you spend your days every day. The first half of the day doesn't fully define you, nor does the second half, because your life is just like my life. It's comprised of both halves put together. That's true for today. It's going to be true for tomorrow. So chase the day by making the wisest choices that you can.
Do you remember when you pushed your dreams aside? Road became so narrow, used to seem so wide. Afraid of what they'd say, afraid to lose it all. You kept it all inside these blue sky painted walls. Where was I when you decided on?
on a day just like today. Maybe we can see a change. Doesn't have to be the same as it's always been. Still gotta write the rest of our history. We can't look the other way on a day just like today. Your eyes are telling me the things you haven't said. Should I just pretend that maybe it's all for the best? Fire for something watered down. Help me recognize just where the flame is now. What better time to decide it on a day just like today? Maybe we can see change. Doesn't have to
It's a 2011 record. Gabe Dixon, One Spark is the name of the record. On a Day Just Like Today is the name of the track. And On a Day Just Like Today is the day that you're going to make the choices. And these choices are going to determine what you achieve, what you accumulate, what your impact, what your significance is. And it's entirely up to you. So I'm over here on the sideline of your life, cheering you on to hit the mark. Do with it all that you can do with it. My name is Randy Cantrell. This is Leaning Toward Wisdom. LeaningTowardWisdom.com. Greetings from inside the Yellow Studio.
Doesn't have to be the same as it's always been. Still gotta write the rest of our history. We can't look the other way on a day just like today. Maybe we can see change. It doesn't have to be the same as it's always been. Still gotta write the rest of our history. We can't look the other way on a day.
Well, there's no point in not playing one more. 12th track by Gabe Dixon. This also is from that 2011 record called One Spark. The title of this song is Running on Fumes. It's not what I want you to do, and I'm not playing it for that reason. I don't know. People ask about these shows and about the incorporation of the music and whatnot, and man, you know, how do you pick these tracks that, I don't know. Serendipity probably is a lot of it. The other thing is I clearly listen to a whole lot of music. So I want you to be inspired by these shows. I hope that it serves that purpose. I'd love to hear from you. The thing that I would ask you to do is to join the Facebook group. I guess I don't hawk that enough. We've got 100 or so people over there. It's a small group, but that's cool. That's cool because, come on, I'm all about the significance and I'm all about the depth of the relationship. So I'm not a guy who's out here chasing numbers. People are asking, you know, what can we do to support? There's plenty of things that you can do. If you want to contribute to the show by gifting Apple iTunes gift cards, there you go. There's a link over on the right-hand side of the website for that, leaningtowardwisdom.com. I'm encouraging you to buy the music. support musicians because, well, I do. And I guess that's about it. I'm going to try to be a bit more regular. There's been a lot going on in life. I'm muddling through as we grieve the loss of Rosie. I commented in a blog post, I think, where I wrote about her right here at Leaning Toward Wisdom. Last year when we lost Rocky, it was just very different because we had Rosie, you know, so it was me and Rhonda and Rosie kind of grieving the loss of Rocky. But this go round, it's been just ridiculously difficult because Rocky's gone and now Rosie's gone. And I mean, it's not like Rhonda and I can't console one another, but it's just very, very different. If you're a pet owner, if you're a dog lover or any kind of a pet really, then you get it. I know many people don't, but hey, that's how we roll. All right, Mr. Gabe Dixon from a 2011 record called One Spark. This is called Running on Fumes. Hey, enjoy life. Have a good week. See you soon.
Coffee, candy, seats, a Sunday in the car that we drove from the South Pier. Hitched a ride with the band and decided to stay for just another year. We get up to go downtown, apparitions in the night. Running round with the sound of your voice and the choice between wrong and right. And I'm running on fumes, trying to make it through. Trying to get back to you, I know I gotta make it soon. Connections that come and go. Bleary eyed, I come to realize the road keeps heading home. Looking out from the inside, life can be a lonesome dream. Plug it in, crank it up, hum along like a motor in a mad machine. And I'm running on fumes, trying to make it through. Trying to get back to you, I know I gotta make it soon. Yes, I do. I'm running on fumes. I'm running on fumes. I'm running on fumes. And I'm running out of time. Gonna leave it all behind. Down to my last alibi. Alibi. Seats of Sandy in the car that we drove from the South Pier. Hitched a ride with the band and decided to stay for just another year.